Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The race for the U.S. Senate now turns to June after the Democratic and Republican parties selected their nominees last night by wide margins. In a few minutes, we'll look at the Democratic winner, Congressman Ed Markey. But first, Cohasset businessman and newly minted Republican nominee, Gabriel Gomez. The political novice won 51% of the primary vote last night, while the one-time frontrunner, former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan, received just 36%, and Norfolk State Representative Dan Winslow ran third at 13%. Last night, Gomez outlined how he'll frame his campaign for the June 25th general election, and WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
Gabriel Gomez began his victory speech by taking his audience back to 1976.
The first Rocky movie had just debuted. The average price of a new home was $44,000. The national debt, which today is almost $17 trillion, was not even $1 trillion. Now, that was a lifetime ago. Me, I was just playing Little League Baseball. And that was when Ed Markey first got elected to Congress.
Gomez promised to reach across party lines.
If you're looking for someone who will put principle before politics, and who thinks our country is better than its politics, come join my team.
Gomez's message that he's willing to reach across to Democrats appealed to Stephen Machado, who voted in Weymouth.
I really love Scott Brown. He was a middle-of-the-road guy. I don't lean far right or far left. But like I said, I tend to vote Republican, but I like somebody who's more toward the middle. And if I look at the three candidates for Republican, he just reminds me more of a Scott Brown, where he just votes toward the middle.
Gomez's message that he is the newcomer to politics appealed to Sean Maloney, who also voted for Gomez in Weymouth.
New blood, new ideas. He's not entrenched in the overall scheme of the whole political scene here in Massachusetts.
Within view of Gomez's home in Cohasset, Letitia Jordan cited her reason for supporting him.
Former Navy SEAL, and my brother was a Navy SEAL, and you know, those are good guys.
An outreach to veterans was an integral part of Gomez's quickly assembled campaign. Marine veteran Bob Ticehurst led the effort to engage veterans.
They spread the word. They spread the word to family members. Definitely got the vote out, which is really important, especially on a special election like this.
Republicans who supported Gomez are encouraged by the fact that their candidate is facing Congressman Ed Markey instead of Congressman Stephen Lynch. That's because the South Boston Democrat would have competed for the same independent voters, Republican political consultant Jeff Stinson.
Ultimately, what we're going to start seeing is immediate contrast that was drawn tonight from Gabriel Gomez himself. He said, if you're looking for a partisan, if you're looking for a career politician, that's not me. If you're looking for one, if you're looking for someone with over 30 years experience in government, sure, Ed Markey might be your guy, but if you're looking for a change, if you're looking towards the future of our country, then you need to vote for Gabriel Gomez in June.
Gomez's victory meant defeat for socially conservative Republicans who had backed former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan of Abington. Gomez's other rival, State Representative Dan Winslow of Norfolk, quickly rallied behind the winner.
I came into this race thinking that I could mop the floor with Gabriel Gomez. Well, he proved me wrong. I shouldn't have counted him out so easily because Gabriel Gomez has been proving people wrong his entire life.
Like Winslow, Gomez's team was surprised by his drive and his discipline. Several of them shared the sentiments of his friend, Craig Coffey.
He was a relentless campaigner. I think he worked about 20 hours a day, 7 days a week, and put a lot of time and effort and his heart into this.
Coffey says the endorsement of former Governor Bill Weld didn't hurt either. Gomez's challenge now is to beat a Democratic candidate with one of the best party organizations in the country, ready to make sure Gomez does not repeat Scott Brown's special election victory 3 years ago. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.